This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. The Sunday protest against police brutality at the Michigan State Capitol was nonviolent throughout the day, but by evening, things turned. Protesters broke windows at government buildings and small businesses and set a car on fire. WKAR's Abigail Sensky covered the protest yesterday and the aftermath this morning. She joins me now. Hi, Abigail.
Hey, Sophia.
So what exactly happened last night when things turned?
So throughout the day, the protest had been nonviolent, and then by the early evening, protesters had overturned a car and set it on fire. There's conflicting reports from the police and protesters on whether the woman in the car was trying to hit protesters or not. The state police actually ended up having to pull her out of the car, and she was not arrested. Then protesters vandalized a Chase Bank, and basically then police began trying to disperse the crowd with tear gas and pepper spray, and a citywide curfew ended up being instituted from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Monday morning. And that's when things started to really get tense. Protesters smashed windows of businesses and the Romney building where the governor works, as well as the Bogie Tower. And, you know, at the end of the day, 16 people were arrested, and eventually things calmed down, and it was a totally different scene this morning. But the majority of that protest was nonviolent. It just really kind of flipped a switch when things got to the evening.
And you talked to business owners this morning who were out there cleaning up. What was their reaction?
Yeah, I talked to Tammy Melser, who owns the Peanut Shop, and Autumn Weston, who's a fourth generation owner of Weston's QP Sandwich Shop. And those are both kind of iconic businesses in the downtown of Lansing. Weston said she couldn't watch. It was an emotional day. She was trying not to pay attention. And Melser, you know, she said she's more of a type A control freak. So she was listening to the scanner all day. Both business owners said they support the protest. This is what Tammy Melser had to say.
Absolutely. I have never liked that maneuver that they use with the knee on the neck. I've never liked it. I don't understand it. And I do support them, and I understand the anger, and we do need change. But by destroying our livelihoods, is not going to get us there. We need to come together and work in a peaceful way.
And while neither of their businesses were damaged, they were just out there to help clean up the broken glass, board up windows, and scrub graffiti off. And that was all pretty much done by 10 a.m. today.
I'm Sophia Salaby. We're here with WKAR politics reporter Abigail Sensky, speaking about the aftermath of the George Floyd protest in Lansing on Sunday. So, Abigail, you said the business owners were against property damage, but still supported the protest overall. Can you tell me what else they said about that?
Autumn Weston, who is an owner of QP Sandwich Shop, said she doesn't like when people see the images on the news of looting and destruction, and then they turn around and classify it as a bad protest. And she was worried that the light is really being shined on that, saying the most important thing is she supports this protest, so it's a fine line. She's walking as a business owner who doesn't want to see her windows smashed in, but also believe police killings of Black people is uncalled for and needs to change. This is what she said.
As much as I don't want to see my building, my property, or the next door neighbor's property damaged, those are things that we can rebuild. Those are things that can be replaced. You know, people can't. And so if in order for justice to be served, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a week. But, you know, things do need to change, you know, and I support that and I encourage it. And, you know, things can be rebuilt. Like I said, people are going to do it in a respectful way and then some aren't. But, I mean, you just pray for the best and bring a broom.
So at the end of the day, Weston, you know, wants people to know that she is passionate about this and things here can be fixed. And that's, you know, very different than the loss of human life.
All right. So we've saw this protest yesterday in Lansing. We've seen 2 days of protest in Detroit, some other cities in Michigan. Are there additional protests planned for the coming days?
There aren't any additional protests planned for today in Lansing. But there is a protest planned for Tuesday at the East Lansing Police Department. So we'll be watching those things closely. And this is a fluid situation. The protest on Sunday wasn't tremendously organized beforehand, but there were thousands of people there yesterday. So it's evolving as we speak.
Abigail Senske is WKR's political reporter. Thank you for joining me.
Of course.
This is WKR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. You can see more coverage of the weekend's protests online at our website, wkar.org.